Pinching a punch for the first day of the month. It's February 1st, the anniversary of the infamous underarm bowling incident. New Zealand needed a six from the final ball in their one dayer against Australia. So captain Greg Chappell told his brother Trevor to bowl along the ground.
Rod Marsh is saying no, mate, but I'm sure he's going to bowl an underarm delivery from the last ball and bowl it along the ground and be sure that it has not been hit for six. The umpires have been told, the batsmen have been told, and this is possibly a little bit disappointing. Disappointed, Brian McKechnie, the crowd boom, and it's all over.
Equally as controversial was Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction during the halftime show of the Super Bowl on this day in 2004.
He was to take and rip the piece off that he did.
The leather piece.
Right, but more came off than what was supposed to.
Feb 1st birthdays, Don Everly, one half of the hit duo The Everly Brothers, is 82.
Wake up, Susie. Wake up, Susie. We gotta go home.
Terry Jones from Monty Python is 77. He always seemed to end up in a dress.
Spam, bacon, sausage and spam. Spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam.
Famous Aussie performer Normie Rowe is 72 today. He's remembered for that stoush with Ron Casey, but there was his time on TV and those great hits like this one. And the daughter of the King of Rock and Roll, Lisa Marie Presley, is 51. She's released a number of albums in her own right. The most memorable featured duets with her father.
Are we too blind to see? Do we simply try to look the other way?
Finally, silver screen legend Clark Gable was also born on this day. The man they called the King of Hollywood after starring in Gone with the Wind died aged 59 in 1960.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Remembering Clark Gable on February 1st.